Okay, good news. Shabbos Rav Moshe. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Mem Aleph, and we're here at the bottom of Mem Aleph Beis. Well, not the very bottom, but at least at the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, the Gemara mostly today is going to talk about cooking or boiling or not roasting the Korban Pesach. But before we get to that, we have a couple of other things to talk about. We have been discussing things that you should not be doing on Pesach because it may lead to creating chametz, and the Mishnah continues in that vein, and then kind of takes a dive off on a tangent to the Korban Pesach. So anyway, Mishnah says, "Ein nosnin kemach l'toch charoses o l'toch charvel." You shouldn't put flour into either charoses or mustard. V'im nosan yochal miyad. But if you did, you can eat it right away. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Meir Oser. Rabbi Meir says, no, even right away, you could have a chametz situation. You're not dealing with a scenario where it may come to be chametz later, right? It's a problem right away. Then says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to boil the Korban Pesach in any type of liquid, not in fruit juice, but you are allowed to, what's the word in English, when you kind of take a paintbrush and brush it with those liquids on the outside. I forget the word already, some sort of cooking term for it. But anyway, you're allowed to kind of paint it almost with these liquids. You're also allowed to dip the Korban Pesach in these liquids, and that's fine. And going back to our original topic, right? Meaning what you shouldn't do on Pesach because you may come to get the chametz. So a nachtom is a baker. So the water that a baker is using, Rashi says, right, that the baker gets his hands dirty, right, with flour and the like. So washing his hands, right, you could certainly have some sort of chametz situation. So yishafku, you have to pour it out because it could come to a chametz scenario. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, machlokas l'toch chardal, al l'toch charoses d'rei kol yisarv miyad. Right? We had a machlokas in the Mishnah between Tanakama and Rabbi Meir, whether you should burn, if you pour flour into two of these substances, right, either chareses or chardal, either chareses or mustard, right, so we had a machlokas whether you can eat it right away or you have to get rid of it. So Rav Kahana says the machlokas is only with the mustard. But if you pour it into charoses, then everybody agrees that it's going to be a problem right away and you have to throw it out. If you look at Rashi, so machlokas to surely tanakama la'ochlo miyad repinosa l'sot ha'chardal. Why? L'fishu chazak v'minicha maher la'achmetz. Chardal apparently is stronger, meaning it doesn't make it turn into chametz, you know, as quickly as it does by charoses, and I would imagine it's similar to the whole vinegar thing that we've been talking about in the last day or two, again, the same idea that it kind of prevents, and if it's stronger flavor, it holds off the chametz process. That's sort of Kahana's logic. Therefore, the machlokas is by mustard, but everybody agrees charoses, right, which is liquidy, that could end up with chametz. We also learned that a raisa ain't no sin kemach for the charoses. You can't put flour into charoses with nasan, you serve miyad. So then you have to burn it right away. But if you put it into mustard, so then it's a machlokas. Right, that's exactly what we just said, according to Rav Kahana. Amar Avuna, brother of Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, halacha kidivrei chachamim. And halacha is like the chachamim, that you are allowed to eat it right away. Amar Le, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Lura, Vuna Brei, Derav Yehuda. Acharosis Kamar Mar, O Achardal Kamar Mar. Meaning, when you said that the halacha is like the Chachamim, are you talking about Charoses or even according to the mustard? And obviously, if he says the halacha is like the Chachamim by Charoses, so then he disagrees with Rav Kahana and holds that there's a Machlokes also by the case of Charoses. So that's what he wanted to know. Are you saying that halacha is like the chachamim by both cases, and i.e. you disagree with Rav Kahana, or are you saying that halacha is like the chachamim by chardal, and that's you agree with Rav Kahana that that's the machlokas? Amar Lei, he said to him, l'may nafkamina. Well, what do you mean l'may nafkamina? The nafkamina is what the halacha is like. So no, what he meant was l'may nafkamina. What's the difference between charoses and chardal? Right? Again, according to many, so Rav Huna said, seemingly understood that charoses is just like chardal, and machlokas is across the board. So the Gemara answers the Rav Kahana. So the question is, according to Rav Kahana, that was what Rav Kahana said, there's no machlokas by charoses. So the question is, what do we say? If you're telling me that the halacha is like the chachamim, do you agree with Rav Kahana or not? Meaning, I never heard it, and meaning, what he meant to say was, I don't hold it. Meaning, he disagrees with Rav Kahana. Okay, so machlokas, whether the machlokas between Tanakama and i.e. the chachamim and Rabbi Meir, is by Charosas and Chardal, or by just one of them, by the Chardal. Ravashi says Rav Kahana's logic makes more sense. Because what does Shmuel say? Ain halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi say? He was the one who said, if you remember, that vinegar will stop the chametz process. So my lad, simuzi udulu tzamis. Right? Ha chamulim chama. Right? Doesn't that means that it won't make it smaller? Won't make the it won't stop the grains from getting bigger, but it will, meaning make it more chametz thick. Meaning, so if you tell me the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, vinegar not only does vinegar not prevent chametz, it increases the chametz, and that seems to imply that, again, when you're dealing with flour and charoses, so that's going to, you have to burn it right away. No, so you can't learn anything from that, because it's not that if you say the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, therefore vinegar improves and increases the likelihood that there'll be chametz. No, that's not the opposite, right? It could be that the vinegar does nothing to the chametz process, and therefore that doesn't prove a thing. Okay. Ein mavashlin, the Mishnah had said, right, we cannot cook, and here's the main sugya of today's daf, we cannot cook the korban pesach. The Pasuk says, Alto chlumi menuna uvashel muvushal ba'mayim. You cannot cook it in water. So the Gemara says, Ainli el ba'mayim. So I only know that you're not allowed to cook it in water. Sharam ashkim yinayim. How do you know other juices? So Amar te kal v'chomer. So it must be a kal v'chomer. Ma'mayim she'in mafigin tamon asurim. If water, which does not affect the flavor, or not really not affect, but I take it back, meaning not... Water obviously affects the flavor. If you cook it, it tastes different, but it doesn't give flavor to the item in question. Specifically the korban pesach. So it's still aser. So sharam ashkim should be vegan time and local gates. So certainly any other liquid that will impart flavor to the korban pesach, certainly that's going to be aser. How can you say? Isn't there a concept called in onshim and adin? You can't derive an iser from a kal v'chomer. So Tosfos asked that question. If I'm not mistaken, where is that Tosos? Ikabinayev, yeah, I think that one. At the end of that Tosos, Heichi Yalev Sharmashkin Kavachomer, Ain Mazir Minadin, right? You're not allowed to learn Isurim from a Kavachomer. The Tosos answers, Vishlomer, the high Kavachomer, Eno Ela Megala, the Bishal, the Kra, Iri. So he says, this is different. This is not a kavachomer where you're learning a new iser. This kavachomer simply proves that the pasuk was talking about other liquids other than water. Meaning it said water, but it meant to include every liquid. So it's not a kavachomer that you're learning a new iser. Just a kavachomer that explains the pasuk and tells me that this is what the pasuk meant. Okay. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no, b'mayim, ain li el b'mayim, sharmashkin b'nayim. So Rabbi has a drasha. He says, "Tamalomer uvashel muvushal." Right, you shall. Right, you're not allowed to eat it. Right, again, al tuchlumi menu. No, you're not allowed to eat it partially cooked and uvashel muvushal b'mayim or cooked in water. Well, what's the double language? Why do you need just what's bashel muvushal? So it says it twice. So mikom makom, any type of cooking is going to be forbidden. So my big idea, what's the difference between the two shitas, between the Tanakama and the Rebbe? So you can either tzlikedar translates as pot roast, but it's not really nowadays the pot roast that we have. If I'm not mistaken, the pot roast, at least the pot roast that my mom used to make and still does make, is with water. But the pot roast over here, if you look at Rashi, means that you're cooking it in the meat's own juice, right? Without any water, but it's just the meat's own juice. You're going to cook it, and that's what that's the nafkamina between the two. Shitas are. If you're telling me that other types of liquids are usher to cook it in, but the meat's own juice is not really considered a liquid. If you tell me you're not allowed to cook it regardless, right, mikol makom, right, because it says no cooking whatsoever, so then even the meat's own juice is going to be usher. Okay, so that's an afkamina between Tanakama and Rebbe. The Rabbanan hai bashel muvushal ma'avdilu. Apparently the Rabbanan do not have this drasha of, bashel muvushal, you're not allowed to cook it right, with in any scenario, because they use the kal v'chomer, otherwise you would just use the pasuk. Right, so what do they do with that pasuk? So by like in the Tanya, they use it for the following halacha. We learned it. Abraisa bushlu bishlo vachakach tzlo. Let's say you cooked it and then you roasted it. Oshet tzlo vachakach bishlo, or the opposite, you roasted it and then you cooked it. So then chayev, you're going to be chayev for again cooking, right? The korban pesach. Rashi says important chayev malchus al achilaso. You don't get malchus for doing this iser, right? You get malchus for eating it afterwards, right? Because the pasuk says, what does it say? Al tachlu mimenu na. Right? You're not allowed to eat a korban pesach that has been cooked. So you get a malchus for eating it. So the Gemara says bishlam achakach tzlo chayev ha bishle. Right, so Gemara says, I understand if you cooked it and then you roasted it, okay, you're going to be chai for eating that because you cooked it. That's how you prepared the meat initially. Right, el atzlov achkach bishlo, right, but if you roasted it and then cooked it, so then, so hatzli ishu, so you roasted it, so what's the problem? So amai, so why'd you be chai? So Rav Kahana, so I mean, he said, that's what they use that pasuk for. So Rav Kahana says, Hamani, who's this Shita? Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi. Shita, the Tanya Glorin, the Rabbisa, Yotzim, Barakik, Asharui, Uvimushal, Shalom, Nimoach, David Rabbi Meir. That there's a machlokas in terms of whether you Yotzim Matzah if you soaked it. Rabbi Meir says that if you soaked it, then you're Yotzim the mitzvah of Matzah. But if you boiled it, if you cooked it, as long as it hasn't totally dissipated, as long as it hasn't totally melted into the liquid. That's what Rav Meir says. Rav Yossi says, no, Yotzei Mirakika Sharui. You are allowed to be Yotzei if you soaked it, but Avalom Mushal Afal Pi Shilani Moach, where you're not allowed to use a matzah that you cooked, regardless of whether it dissolved or not, right? So it melted or not. So again, what do you see? Rav Yossi says, once it's cooked, it's no longer to be considered matzah, i.e., it's no longer considered baked. So what are you doing here? Same thing. Even though you roasted it and then cooked it, so the cooking gets rid of the roasting. So this is Rabbi Yossi Shita. See, that's what the Chachamim would use, would teach me from that pasuk, and that you'd be chayev for both scenarios. Right? But Vashel Mu'ushal, right, in this case would be included. Ula Amar, Ula says, I feel like Rabbi Meir. No, you can even say that this is Rabbi Meir's Shita. Even though Rabbi Meir said, if you boil the matzah, then it's fine. Because Shani Hacha over here, and this is exactly the point, what the Chachamim learn, because the pasuk says, "Amar Krav Vashem Uvushal Mikol Malkom," that you, any type of cooking, even if you cook it after roasting, that is going to be inappropriate, and then you're going to be chayev for eating that afterwards. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, learned in a brisa, Yachol Tzlo Kol Tzorko Yechayev. You might have thought that if you burn it to a crisp, if you roast it, you know, totally and fully, you would be chayiv, that meaning that that's no good. So Tamalomar, al tochel mimenuna, don't, it really should be al tochel mimenuna, but I think, according to the same pasuk, anyway, don't eat it na means partially cooked, uvashal muvushal amayim, or cooked, na uvashal muvushal amarti lecha avaloshen tzlo kol tzarcho. It's meaning those are the only two things that are usher, but if you totally burn it to crisp, so then that's fine because you roasted it. Hey, Chidami, what does that mean? What's the case of roasting it to a crisp? Ravashi, the Shevi Charucha, right? You totally charred it through and through. Okay. Tan Rabbanan learned that. Rabbi said, Yachal, Achal Kazayas Chai Yehe Chayiv. You might have thought that if you eat a Kazayas raw, that you would be Chayiv. Sitam Lomar, what's the Isser? Al Tachlum Menu Na Uvashal Mevushal. What's the Isser? Na, which is partially cooked, and Bashel, which is cooked, right? Amar Tilcha, that's Aser Velo Chai. Right? Then you're not going to be Chai of Malchus if you eat it totally raw. Yachol Yehi Mutter, you might think that it's Mutter to eat that type of raw food. Right? There is, I don't know, what is it, Carpaccio, some sort of meat that's eaten raw. Right, so there is, it's not like, you know, you're taking a chunk off the animal, but there is some way to prepare meat that would be delicious if it was raw. So you might have thought it's mutter to eat raw korban pesach. So talk along with that. Pasuk says ki imsli eish. Right, there's a mitzvah to roast it. So yichli dami nas. The Gemara says, well, something they probably should have mentioned beforehand. But what is it? What does not mean? What exactly is that case? Amarav could amri parsai avarnim. Like the Persians say avarnim, and unclear exactly what that means. I don't speak Persian, right? Obviously, like Oset Rashi said, Oset Sliyah Shabosim Parsi Kru Avarnim. Right, that type of cooking is called Avarnim in Persian. Right, okay. So Rashi and the Chumash, if I'm not mistaken, says explains more clearly that it means partially cooked. All right, fine, Peseder, that's what that's the language they used to speak, I guess, back in the day, right? Babylonian, Persian, etc., right? That's where they lived, right? Talmud Bavli. Okay. Amar of Chizter. Chizter says, HaMavashal B'chamit Tveria M'Shabbos Potter. B'Pesach Shabashal B'chamit Tveria Chayiv. So if you cook in the Chamit Tveria, so on Shabbos, you're going to be Potter, because that is not going to be a normal way of cooking, right? But Pesach Shabashal B'chamit Tveria, if you cook the carbon Pesach in the Chamit Tveria, then you give me Chayiv, Rashi says, Alachilasa, right? Because you're not allowed to cook it. You're not allowed to cook the carbon Pesach. Problem is, that seems to be contradictory, right? If you're telling me it's not legitimate cooking on Shabbos, so it should also not be legitimate cooking for Korban Pesach. And if you're telling me you're going to be chayiv for cooking on Korban Pesach, why aren't you chayiv for cooking on Shabbos? And that's what the Gemara says. Maishnot b'Shabbos, the Lord told us, eish b'inan v'laka. What's the difference between Shabbos? B'Shabbos, it's not a derivative of fire, right? You need some sort of fire. That's what's also to cook with on Shabbos. V'laka, you don't have that. Pesach nami lav tolos eishu. Right, same thing on Pesach. So Amar Rava, I say my chayiv dekatani. So you're right. What does it mean? You're bechayiv for eating some sort of that type of korban Pesach that was cooked in the chamit tveria. To go over mishum tzli eish. No, you're over in the assay. You're violating the mitzvah's assay to roast it. B'nei nechinami, that would not be considered legitimate cooking for the korban Pesach. And therefore, you won't be violating the isser of cooking the korban pesach, of eating a korban pesach that's been cooked. Rav Chia braid the Rav Nason masni lo lahadar Rav Chista behedya. Something Rav Chia taught this explicitly. I'm Rav Chista. I'm Avashem b'chamit tveria b'shabbos pater pesach shabishlo b'chamit tveria chayev she'over mishum tzli eish. That the isser we're talking about is simply the bittul asay of not roasting the korban pesach. Technical question that the Achronim ask is: how in the world are you cooking the korban pesach in Tveria, right? Korban Pesach is kachim, and you cannot take that outside of your shalayim. So how did you get there? How did you get to Tveria with the Korban Pesach? So the various answers, push-up shot is, yeah, okay, so you violated the Isser of taking the Korban Pesach outside of your shalayim. Do you also violate the Isser of cooking the Korban Pesach or eating a Korban Pesach that's been cooked if you cook it in the Chamei Tveria? So I think it probably is push-up shot. But again, the Gemara is filled with cases that are not necessarily 100% practical because, you know, you learn, just in terms of methodology, you learn a basis of logic for the halacha, and then you can apply it in other realms. For example, if you found a hot spring in Yerushalayim, so then you would know what to do, right? They didn't have hot springs in Yerushalayim back then. Okay, so, you know, Beseder. The example that they had back then was in Tveria. So, but now there's a hot spring in Yerushalayim. I don't know if there is. I'm just saying. Where you technically could, right? So now that you know the halacha, you have that concept. Okay, either way, that's common. No, I wouldn't say common, but that happens a lot in the Gemara, that it teaches the most extreme case or the most out there case, and then you can apply that logic back into cases that are perhaps more practical. Okay, either way. Amar Rava. Rava says the following. Achlo na, if you ate it, again, when it was partially cooked, and again, when I say, I apologize, partially, na, more accurately, is partially roasted. You didn't roast it fully. Right, Basham Uvushal is cooked, and na is partially roasted. So what's the case if you do that? So then, Lokesh Dayim. You get two sets of malchus, Rashi says, Mishum lo sochal na, and Mishum lo sochalu kiyim sliyesh. Right, there are two isurim here, there are two lavim. Mavushal, let's say you eat it cooked, so then lochishtayim again, you eat it, you get two malchus, again, for the same logic, right? Those don't eat it cooked, and don't eat it unless it's been roasted. Umavushal lochishalosh. Ah, sorry. Na umavushal, if you eat it partially roasted and cooked, so then you get three malchus. As Rashi says, right, again, because, right, because then you have both na and mavushal, and then the third pasuk of lo sochlu ki im sliyesh. Abayi Yomer ain't looking at lav shabaklolos. Abayi says no. That's a lav shabaklolos. When you have an iser that says don't, meaning lo sochlu, the last pasuk, meaning the pasuk of lo sochlu kiim sliyesh, don't eat it unless it's roasted. That's what's called a lav shabaklolos, a general lav. Because what are you doing? You're saying that many different things are aser. Therefore, if you can only eat it if it's been roasted, Right? Don't eat it unless it's been roasted. That means don't eat it if it's cooked. Don't eat it if it's fried. Don't eat it if it's baked. So that's a bunch of different actions. That's called a lav shebeklolos. And Abaye says you don't get malchus for a lav shebeklolos. So, ikedamri, some people say, tartu do laki, chadami alaki, ikedamri, chadami nami lo laki. Dlomiyache lave kalav de chasima. So the machloka has two ways to understand Abaye's, what Abaye is coming to say. Does Abaye mean to say that only that pasuk of lo so klu ki in siliyesh is that you're not going to get malchus for, but the other psukim, really the other pasuk of lo so chal nov, lo so uvashom uvashalamayim, you will get malchus? Meaning, so you don't get two, but you do get one? Or do you mean that you don't get one at all? You don't get anything? Because the iser is not, right, lo miyuchad lavi, it's not specified on a specific action, right, kalav de chasima, like the iser of muzzling an animal. We know that the pasuk says, you get malchus for a isurim, and then the pasuk says, lo saksom shor b'disho, do not muzzle your animal. And then the Gemara learns that you need to be chayv malchus, you need to violate an iser that is similar to the iser of muzzling an animal. And the Gemara does this in Makos and goes elsewhere, discusses exactly what the... Maybe it's not elsewhere. Maybe it's only in Makos. All right, I'm not sure. But the Gemara for sure in Makos discusses exactly what requirements a lav to get malchus needs. So it could be, right, we had two understandings. It could be that Abaye said that really you don't get any malchus over here because it's not as similar to a lav de chasima. A lav de chasima is specific. Right, there's one iser there, do not muzzle an animal while it is working your field. So it could be over here, right? That since you have different options, right? Don't eat it partially roasted, don't eat it boiled, don't eat it cooked. So it could be that that's not a specific, a specific example, because you can, right, as we said before, right? Cooking it in a strange way in Chamei Teveria, that's not part of the iser. So it could be that it's not similar enough to the Lav de Chasima, and according to Abaye, you would be Pater Lagamri. Similarly, the Gemara says another Machlokas in another context. That's exactly the same discussion, but it's just a different context. Rava Amar, this is by a Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to eat anything that has any type of grape products. So Achal Zug, let's say he ate the skins of the grapes. So then a Lokashtayim gets two sets of Malkus. For the psukim over there, chartzon, if he ate the seeds, so then lokashtayim, he gets two. But if he eats both, right, zog vechartzon, so then lokashalosh, he gets three. And Amar Abaye ain lokin al lav shebeklolos, right? You don't get malchus for al lav shebeklolos again because the nazir, right? Again, it's not specific. It's a bunch of other things. Right? You're not allowed to eat anything that has to do with the grapes, even grape leaves, etc. Right, so again, Ayin Shom Barashi, right? He explains exactly what's going on over there. But there's also a lav shebeklolos by Nazir as well. The Rabbi says you don't get malchus. Ikedamri, some people say what malchus do you not get according to Abaye? So same discussion. Tartehu de lo lucky, by chadami alaki. Ikedamri chadam nami lo lucky. Tomi achelavi kalav de chasima. Right. The question is, do you get only one set of malchus and not two, or does Abaye completely disagree with Rava and say you don't get malchus whatsoever? Okay. Tanu Rabbanu, within the Rabbisa. Acha kezayis na mi bod yom. If you eat the Korban Pesach, right, again, the Korban Pesach was shechted on Erev Pesach. So, and then, again, if you roasted it partially and then ate a kezayis of partially roasted Korban Pesach before Pesach, or on Erev Pesach, so that's potter. That's not the Isser. Then you're going to be potter from Malchus. Kezayis na mi shechashecha, but right, after sundown, so then, after nightfall, so then you're going to be chayit. So if you ate a kezayis of roasted Korban Pesach during the daytime, so lo pasal atzmo b'nei chabura, you have not withdrawn yourself from the group that you were in. Right? The Korban Pesach requires people to be registered. Right? We're familiar with that in different contexts. Right? You got to register for the Korban Pesach. And if you're not registered, it's not like you can't talk your way in through security or whatever. That's the halacha is you need to be in the group. And if you're not in the group, so then you're not in the group. And if you take yourself out of the group, so then you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach of the group you were in. So if a person eats a kezayis of a Korban Pesach on Pesach that does not belong to the group that he was in, Meaning, let's say you registered with 10 of your friends, and then you have somehow found your own Korban Pesach, you started eating on your own, you cannot join or rejoin your chabura that you were in originally. But, says the Gemara over here, if you ate that kezias of roasted Korban Pesach before nightfall, so then you have not removed yourself, that's what the Gemara means, lo pasal atzmo b'nei chabura, you have not removed yourself from the group. Kezias tzli mishachah sheikha, but if you did it after nightfall, so then pasal atzmo b'nei chabura, then you have, in fact, taking yourself out of the group. Tanya idach, another price. It says, yachal achal kezayis nabi b'al yom yechayiv. You might have thought that if you eat a kezayis of partially roasted meat of the Korban Pesach before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, you would be chayiv. V'dinu, and it's logical that you should be chayiv. Because umar v'sha sheyesh no b'kum achal tzli, yesh no b'vat ochal no. Right? You might have, since when you're in a time period that you have to eat it roasted, i.e. on Pesach, right? So then you also have the isser of don't eat it partially roasted. But at a time period when you don't have the mitzvah to eat it roasted, i.e. on Erev Pesach, when you don't yet have a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, so certainly it should also, for sure, should be included in a scenario of not eating it partially roasted. Meaning, if when you're chayiv in the mitzvah to eat it roasted, you violate the isser, right, you're also told don't eat it partially cooked. So certainly, if you're not chayiv in the mitzvah, you should also violate the isser of eating it partially. Or the logic should go the opposite. Lo b'sha she'eno b'kum ochol tzli yeshno b'val tochal na. B'sha she'eshno b'kum ochol tzli eno b'val tochal na. Maybe the opposite is true. If it's not the time, maybe not. Meaning b'sha she'eno b'kum ochol tzli at the time when you're not chayiv to eat the Korban Pesach, so then you have an isser to eat it partially cooked. But when you're chayiv to eat it b'kum achol tzli, when you're chayiv to eat the Korban Pesach roasted, there is no isser of eating it partially cooked. Maybe the only isser of partially cooked is on the Erev Pesach. Now, the time, I don't think that's so weird, because Harishay Yehuter Miklalo etzot tzli, because what's that pshat? What does that mean, Miklalo? 1 second, sorry. Meaning hutur mechlalo, meaning it's hutur hu mechlalo etzotzli, meaning you have no more isser, right, of what's it called? The mitzvah of to eat the Korban Pesach at night, right, is meaning that it has to be only at nighttime and not during the daytime. So you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach roasted at Erev Pesach. Right? So just like the isser of eating the Korban Pesach roasted falls away, so too the isser of eating it partially roasted should also fall away. So you could see that don't think that logic should hold. So meaning you have logic both ways. Right? You could have thought that the isser of eating it raw, or partially cooked rather, is during the daytime or also at nighttime. Right, the logic could go both ways. So Tom Lower, therefore the Pasuk says, Al tochlu menuno, v'shalu shalbamayim kin tzliyesh. Right? The Pasuk says, right, don't eat it partially cooked, or don't eat it cooked. Rather, don't eat it partially roasted. Don't eat it cooked. Rather, eat it fully roasted. Shein Tom Lower kin tzliyesh. You don't need to tell me, right, you need to fully roast it. Right? You just told me don't eat it partially roasted, don't eat it cooked. So obviously, Ma Tom Lower kin tzliyesh, that you need to eat it roasted. Again, the pasuk says this elsewhere, that you need to eat it roasted, like we pointed out at the top of the daf. So why do you need to tell me again that it needs to be roasted? To teach me, that no, only at the time period when you're chayiv to eat it roasted, it's also to eat it partially roasted, but but if you don't have a mitzvah to eat it roasted, i.e. on Erev Pesach, when you don't have the mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, so there is no isser at that same time of eating it partially roasted. So again, the Braisa ends up saying and explaining that the pasuk teaches us that the isser of eating it partially roasted and the mitzvah of eating it roasted go hand in hand, meaning that they're only going to apply at the same time as each other. They're mirror images of each other. They're not going to apply at different times. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Ekra ani bashel. Why does the pasuk say bashel mevushal? Ma tamad lomer mevushal. What do you need that second cooked for? So Yachal, you might have thought, you might have thought that it's only also if you cooked it on Pesach after nightfall, right? Bishlomi bo yomi nayin. How do you know it's also also to eat the korban Pesach if it was cooked on erev Pesach? Tamalomer b'shal mu'ushal mekol makom. Right? In any type of cooking, even if it was cooked on erev Pesach, so then that's going to be a problem. After Rebbe, that's the keder of the Shar Mashkin. One second, but didn't Rebbe himself say, right, like we did on Amud Aleph, that that you need to teach me that you're not allowed to roast it, right, and do pot roast, any other liquids, etc., etc. So why does Rebbe learn two things from that pasuk? So Imkain leMikra, O Bashel Bashel, O Muvushal Muvushal, right? So my Bashel Muvushal. Why does the Torah say it twice, and why does the Torah change the language? So then it must be Shemata Minatarti. There must be two drushos here that Rebbe can learn. Okay, Shkoa Gadol Rabose, we'll invite on the head of Yishas tomorrow. We get a Zerucha to finish the Perek tomorrow on Shabbos Kodesh. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.